Welcome to A Plus English, everybody. We're looking at the third day of a story from a book called Bridge to Terabithia. Now, you know, Jonathan, I actually read this book when I was a kid, when I was in elementary school. And I thought it's a really powerful story about growing up.
如果你还不知道的话，我们这几天在聊的这个故事呢，其实是来自一本书，叫做 Bridge to Terabithia。字面上的翻译呢是通往 Terabithia 之桥，而 Clayton 提到它是一本 powerful book， 撼动人心的书，他很小时候就已经念过了 ，elementary school 的时候就念过了。
And it's a story about growing up and some difficult things happen in the life of our character Jess. So the next part of the story is coming up, and we hope you will stay with us and watch.
Just be yourself.
Reading A.
One day, Jess's favorite teacher took him to the museum. There, Jess saw the works of some great artists. Jess had a really good time. He thought life would be beautiful forever.But when he went home, it became the worst day of his life. Leslie had drowned in the river. Suddenly, Jess felt that he was not king anymore.
So something great happens to Jess. He gets to go to a museum. Now, Jonathan, I love going to museums. And in Taipei, there's so many great museums.
先简单提一下 museum 这个名词就是博物馆。Clayton 说台北有很多很棒的博物馆。What about 故宫? Is that a good museum?
It's a world famous museum. And you know, museums are great because they have all kinds of special things there. Now the kind of museum that Jess goes to is an art museum. It's full of all kinds of works of art, like paintings, maybe sculptures,drawings, all these kinds of things can be found in an art museum.
在这里呢 ,Jess 的生活生命好像开始有改变了，现在是越来越好了。我们这里看到 take somebody 或是 something to somewhere. Take somebody 或是 something to somewhere. 带某人或是什么东西到某处。我们看到说 ,Jess 的 favorite teacher, 他最喜欢的老师带他去博物馆。
And at the museum, Jess sees works of art by many great artists. And of course, artists are the people who make art, like painters and musicians. All these people are artists.
那么在博物馆里头 ,Jess 看到什么了呢?这里他看到 the works of some great artists. 首先我们来看 artist 这个名词,就是艺术家,它来自于Art 这个名词就是美术的意思。我们这里看到 the works of 什么什么，这里的 the works 它是可数名词，是作品的意思。但是如果是工作的话，它就是不可数的。So you cannot say I don't like my works.
So if we want to give an example sentence for artists, we can say Eminem is a great rap artist. But about works of art, you know, there's different kinds of works of art.Paintings, but something somebody writes, like a story or a book, can be a work of art. Or a song that somebody records, that can also be a work of art.
So Clayton 告诉我们说 works of art, 呢艺术品它不一定说是要画画等等。某人的作品可能写作啊，这个也可以是 work of art.
Right. But getting back to our story, something really bad happens, you know,Jess and Leslie are having a great life, but then something terrible happens. What is it, Jonathan?
Okay, something really, really bad happens. After Jess came back from the museum, 从博物馆回来以后, he found out that Leslie had drowned.
Yeah, she drowned, which means she fell into the water and died. If you can't swim or the water is very dangerous,You can die in the water, that means you drowned.
所以 drown 到底是什么动作呢? Drown 它跟水一定有关系, drown 就是溺水的意思。有没有死掉不一定,但是就是溺水。 Now, he found out that Leslie had drowned. Did she die?
Well, some people, when they drown, which means they fall into the water and go under the water, some people are saved, but Leslie had no one around her to save her. So yes, she did die.
所以 Leslie 她溺水了，而且也真的死掉了。Now, speaking of drowning, my friend student drowned in the river and died.
Oh, that's so awful. He must have felt terrible.
你知道他怎么溺死的吗？ He was riding, he was just a kid, right? He was, I think, only 8, 大概八岁的小学生。And he was riding his bicycle. And then 他就骑到湖里头去。He ran into a lake and nobody was there.
Oh, his life is just sad, like this story. You know, after that happened to Jess, suddenly his life changed. If something happens suddenly, that means it happens quickly and you didn't know it was going to happen.
That's right. Suddenly. Suddenly 这个副词呢就是突然间。所以在 Leslie 死掉以后呢 Jess 突然间 suddenly he felt, 他觉得 that he was not king anymore. 突然间觉得他不再是国王了。
Oh, so sad. But suddenly...We're out of time. We've got to go to a break, everybody.
Just be yourself.
Reading B.
Jess was afraid of becoming the old Jess again. He felt alone, sad, and even angry. But Jess realized that he had to make Leslie's spirit live on. So he took his little sister to the secret home. He made her the new queen. He taught her that it's okay to be yourself. There was no need to hide your feelings.
Well, Jess is in a bad situation here, and he's afraid of becoming his old self. Now, if you're afraid of something, that just means you're scared of it or you're frightened of it. And he doesn't want to become his old self because his old self was so sad.
当然，在这里 ，Jess 他当然不想要回到以前那种很忧郁的日子。Leslie came, Jess became really happy.Now, Leslie has left, 他又走了。So, Jess, he's afraid of something. 这里我们看到的 be afraid of V-I-N-G 或是 something. Be afraid of V-I-N-G 或者是一个名词就是害怕什么。那么这里呢 Jess, 他害怕又变成以前那种很物质的 Jess.
Right, so Jess was feeling a lot of things. He felt alone, which means he felt by himself. He felt sad.Which means unhappy, and he even felt angry, which is mad. You know, he probably felt angry because it's just not fair that his best friend could leave him.
在这个时候呢 ，Jess 他真的是百感交集。刚刚 Clayton 有提到很多感觉哦 ，alone 感到孤独的 ，sad 感到伤心的 ，and angry 甚至感到生气的。Maybe he's angry that he was not there to save Leslie.
Yes, he was angry. But then, a little while later, he realized something. And when you realize something, that means you think of it. You kind of think of it for the first time.
Yes, 接下来呢 ,Jess, 他就 realized. Now, realize 这个动词就是发觉。而后面通常会再加个子句就是突然发觉什么状况等等。Hey, Clayton, what are you doing?
I just realized that I'm not young anymore.
你突然发现你已经不年轻了。How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, I am 28. If you think you're old, then I must be very, very old.
Well, I realize that you're very, very old.
我有没有皱纹? Do I have wrinkles?
No, you're okay. But Jess realizes something. He realizesthat he must make Leslie's spirit live on. Now your spirit, Your spirit is that part of you, like your soul or your ghost, that can live forever.
所以在这里 ，Jess he realized 什么什么什么，他发觉什么呢？他发觉 that he had to make Leslie's spirit live on. 我们先来看一下 spirit。Spirit 呢，在这里是个名词，就是精神的意思。
Right, and if your spirit lives on, that means it keeps on living. So live on is a word that we use for things that keep on living, even though we think that their life might have ended.
而我们在这里看到的 make 或者是 let something live on, make 或是 let something live on, 就是让什么东西能够绵延下去。所以这里字面上的意思是 Jess 他发觉他必须要让 Leslie 的精神绵延下去，言下之意是我们必须要让他的精神与我们同在。
Well, what Jess does to make Leslie's memory live on is he brings his little sister to the secret home and he teaches her things. He makes her the queen and he shows her that it's okay to be herself.
所以在这里要怎么样让 Leslie 的精神与我们同在呢？诶，现在不是缺一个 Queen 吗？于是呢 ，Jess 就把他的妹妹带到森林里头的秘密家庭，然后另立新后 ，and she's now the Queen.
And the last sentence of the story tells us there was no need to hide your feelings. That means you don't need to hide your feelings, and hide just means not show.That's for feelings, but you can also hide something. And if you take something and hide it, that means you put it where other people won't find it.
对，把什么东西藏在什么人家找不到的地方，这个动作当然就是 hide something. Hide something 就是藏什么东西。文章这里告诉我们说 ,There was no need to hide your feelings. 你的情感是不用隐藏起来的，什么喜怒哀乐。It's okay to be yourself, even if you like to paint.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad that this story has a happy ending, and we have a happy ending coming up, but first is Word Power.
Word Power.
Well, day three of Word Power already. I can't believe it.
啊，真是棒了，第三天的 Word Power 了。
First word is museum. Museum.
Museum 它是一个名词，博物馆的意思。
I went to the history museum with my classmates.
我和我的同学们到历史博物馆去参观。
Artist, artist.
Artist, 名词，艺术家。
The artist drew many famous pictures.
这位艺术家他画了许多知名的画作。Monet, oh.
Suddenly, suddenly.
Suddenly 是个副词，突然间。
The movie ended suddenly when the hero died.
当电影里头的主角或是英雄死掉的时候，这电影就突然间结束了。And the viewers were like,
very surprised. Afraid, afraid.
Afraid, 它是个形容词，害怕的。
The little boy was afraid of snakes.
这个小男孩呢，他会怕蛇耶。Are you afraid of snakes?
Only if they're very close to me.
哦、oh, ，很接近的话还是会怕的。
Hide, hide.
Hide, 它是个动词，隐藏。三态是 hide, hid, hidden.
Where did you hide my watch? I can't find it.
哎，我的手表你是藏到哪去了？我找不到。Is this your watch?
No, that's your watch.
Stay with us. We have more.
Keep in mind.
Oh, have you seen Jim recently? He looks so different now.
Oh, yes, I agree.He had no confidence in himself before.
他以前对自己啊都没有信心。
Yeah, every time he went to play a basketball game, he thought he would lose.
He thought he couldn't make it.
Yeah, and then I saw him practicing, and he practiced a lot, and he won his last game.
Right, 这边呢我们看到过去的 Jim 呢我们全部用过去式的动词来讲它，像是用 thought， 那助动词也是用过去式的，像 would 或是 could。可是呢后来 Jim 就变了，我们讲到现在的 Jim 呢就是用现在式的动词 think 来说它，而后面的助动词呢则是用 will 或是 can。
Well, I think Jim has another game next week too,and I bet he will win that one as well,don't you think?
Yes, 加油哦！
加油 ,Jim!
Jonathan, stop doing that, please.
It's okay to be myself.
Can't you be a more polite self?
It's okay. Hey, let me help you.
No. Let's have a look at today's reading, everybody.
It's okay.
No, don't do that. We're on camera. Look at you.
Just be yourself.One day, Jess's favorite teacher took him to the museum. There, Jess saw the works of some great artists. Jess had a really good time. He thought life would be beautiful forever. But when he went home, it became the worst day of his life. Leslie had drowned in the river.Suddenly, Jess felt that he was not king anymore. Jess was afraid of becoming the old Jess again. He felt alone, sad, and even angry. But Jess realized that he had to make Leslie's spirit live on.So, he took his little sister to the secret home. He made her the new queen. He taught her that it's okay to be yourself. There was no need to hide your feelings. Review time!
Okay, for review time today, you've got to unscramble the letters of the words.
对，我们今天要来玩 unscramble 这些单字的字母呢，都被打乱了，请你把它复原。
First word, Lindudzi, Lindudzi.
Lindudzi 听起来很像 Lindsay, and that's a beautiful girl name. Lindudzi, 跟女生的名字一点关系都没有，它是个副词。Suddenly, 突然间。
You got it. Number two, Siyum.
That sounds like the sound a machine makes. 好像什么机车什么车的声音。Siyum, what's Siyum? How about museum?
Yeah, you got it. Museum. Fredai. Fredai.
Fredai. Fredai. 听起来好像什么。非洲国王的名字 sounds like the name of some African king. I am Fredai, Fredai, Fredai.
Okay, but what's the answer?
The answer is afraid. 它是形容词，害怕的。
I was afraid you weren't gonna get it. Okay, here's the last one. Ide, Ide,
Ide. That reminds me, 让我想到这个伊蝶百货公司。Do you buy things from that place?
We're not talking about the department store, Jonathan.
Oh, right. We're talking about, hide. 它是个动词，藏起来。
I can't hide anything from you, Jonathan. You got them all. Okay, everybody, that's it for review time, but we do have more.
Living phrases.
Our house. Oh, no.Blackie was inside. He must be dead. It can't be. We'll never find another dog like Blackie.
Yes, he was the best. He will always live on in my heart.
As long as we remember him, Blackie...will live on.
And maybe his spirit will live on in a happier place.
I hope so.
You're still alive!
I'm so glad you made it! Good boy!
Just for fun!
Okay, let's get right to it with today's riddle. Angie, can you tell us what it is?
Sure. What has a big mouth yet never speaks?
A big mouth. Well, you know, we use our mouths for speaking, and we also use them for eating. But what has a big mouth but doesn't speak?
I didn't know a mouth could not speak. I thought all mouths could speak.
Well, I know some animals that have mouths but can't speak, like maybe mice, but their mouths are pretty small. Oh, what about an elephant? An elephant must have a big mouth, but an elephant kind of makes noise, kind of like sound, but I don't know if that's speaking.
Well, maybe it's not really a mouth, but something else that is like a mouth.
Oh. Well, what other things that have mouths?
Like something with a hole in it?
Oh, like the mouth of a road? Do we call that a mouth, like the start of where the road is? Oh, no, that's not called a mouth.
I don't think so.
Because we say in Chinese, lu ko, like it's the mouth road, where the roads cross each other. But
right.
We don't call that a road mouth in English. We just call that an intersection.
What about the mouth of a cup? Or the mouth of a jar? But that's not very big.
Oh, you're right, though. I think you have a good idea there. The mouth of a cup or the mouth of a jar, that's the top. That's where you drink out of. But we need to find something that's big, because it says here, what has a big mouth yet never speaks? Oh. What about a cave? You know what a cave is, listeners? When you go into the mountains and then there's kind of like a big hole in the side of a mountain. That's called a cave.
Yes, it's very dark. You can walk in and it's like a very, very big hole, but it never speaks.
Yeah, and so when you go into the cave, you're going through the mouth. And it's a big hole, a big mouth, yet it doesn't speak. Well, at least I've never heard a cave speak. I've heard the bats inside a cave speak, but not the cave itself.